I was just thinking when you were talking about time, it reminded me of the conversation we had the other day with Maya about her canals and the way that she had the canal that was made whenever it was 150 years ago, and then it had changed dramatically to get to the canal that it is today. And there are people who are interested in it, like people interested in nature and the kind of things that live in the canal today and the way that it exists today. And there are others who perhaps want to turn it back into what it once was. And she was there to be an artist, to make art.
To sort of respond to that situation, and
time is very much in that whole kind of that whole project that she's involved in, isn't it?
Yeah, and she had this really. She spoke of this really interesting relationship between the kind of beginning of the canal and the end of the canal, and how they're doing all this restoration and conservation on the kind of beginning. But the end is in kind of the most need of conserving. So it's kind of, as they're doing all this work, which takes time, it's slowly kind of imploding on itself. So it's kind of, as this is this kind of need for restoration is going on, it's slowly the canal shortening. So this is really interesting idea. And I think also with time, this idea of kind of accumulation, both kind of conceptually and physically, and over time how we accumulate together. Yeah.
Well, it's also, there's a certain kind of contemporary respect we have for the past, where that idea of preservation or conservation and returning things to their form state, it's almost like trying to turn back time to a sort of previous stage, and yet things are always in constant flux. So there's, I think that whole sort of non-physical, non-material aspect of what you're doing is really interesting.
It seems really problematic as well, because you get something that's been changing over 150 years, and then you want to put it back to one particular moment.
Mm.
Well, you know, when actually that whole story is important, and by turning it back to that, you're kind of removing the story. You know, you're just deleting it. So I think.
Yeah.
I found that really interesting talking to her about that. And thinking about those ideas of time is really, I suppose it's this, as an archaeologist, it's that story that's really, that's the data, isn't it, for us? That stuff that's accumulated over the time, not just that one moment when it was something at one particular.
But I think that's really interesting in relation to context. And as archaeologists, we're obsessed with context, particularly the context of the find. You know, where it's been found, the site of the excavation. And of course, that's only one moment. And so I find what you've done really inspirational, creating new contexts for objects. And I work with Athenian painted pottery, which often doesn't have a find spot. You know, it was collected before archaeologists were working in that way. And so trying to recontextualize that, I talking about how you inspire archaeologists, I think what you've done is really inspirational and makes you think in different ways, particularly in terms of how we're displaying artefacts in museums, artefacts of fine art quality. You know, this division between art and an artefact is quite an interesting one for the archaeologist and obviously the artist as well.